Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we get to sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players and related music industry experts. If you love playing guitar, stick around, you're in the right place. This is Craig Garber. Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar podcast episode number 7. Today we're going to talk about Amazon, Ticketmaster, and probably a good opportunity for you and me. So I want to talk about some news I read recently. It has to do with Amazon really going head-to-head competition against Ticketmaster. If you've ever purchased concert tickets, then you've no doubt experienced the ridiculousness of the fee structure that Ticketmaster charges you. I mean, many cases they're delivering a digital ticket and there's like a $4 or $5 fee, you know, for each ticket, which is like, wait a minute, how do you even get away with that? The cost of delivering those tickets is zero outside of server space, which is pretty close to zero. So what Amazon did was they approached Ticketmaster first. And this article I got from Digital Music News, I'll put it the link to it on the blog. But the Amazon actually approached Ticketmaster first to see if they could partner up with them. And they couldn't work anything out. Now, Amazon, if you don't know much about Amazon's business model, they are the kind of company that their forte, and Jeff Bezos, what he's done is build a company that is able to very quickly build infrastructure to support anything. And the reason why is because their analytics, their ability to measure everything they do is so accurate that they could measure performance and then tweak what they need to get the most out of the numbers. Okay. I know kind of a little bit about Amazon because I, at one point in time, looked to start selling things on there as a full-time, well, not a full-time gig, but as a side business. I wound up not doing it. Sorry, this isn't really related, but for people looking at Amazon, it's a good opportunity for a lot of people. For me, I didn't like it because my core strength is in marketing and nurturing people, and you're really limited as far as the marketing you can do, and you don't get the customer name. So you don't get repeat buyers, repeat customers. You can't form a relationship with your customers. In fact, Amazon goes out of their way to make sure you're not forming relationships with your customers because they're not your customers. They're Amazon's customers. And it's fair because they paid for the lead. They paid for the business, their name attracted them. So it's really not your customer. And they guard that fiercely, and they've built a system that allows that philosophy to be supported, which is totally fine, but just wasn't for me. Anyway, Amazon reckons that the ticket market is ripe for attack. So let me just throw some numbers out there. Apparently Ticketmaster did $1.6 billion in ticket sales last year. They did another $250 million from reselling tickets. So what that means is if you go to Ticketmaster and you buy tickets, you'll see they have kind of like a StubHub type of a portal where people can sell their Ticketmaster tickets right on there. And they did another $7.5 billion in last-minute ticket sales. So you're talking about like close to $9.5 billion of business here, which clearly there's plenty of room for another competitor. I mean, right now, Ticketmaster's got a great deal. They are the only ones selling tickets. Like if you're going to large venues like arenas, you can't even buy a ticket from the arena. You got to go buy it through Ticketmaster for the most part. It says here, the Ticketmaster platform is the exclusive seller of tickets for top venues nationwide. And that's not just concerts. That's like sports stadiums, concert halls, arenas, any other kind of venue. So there's a lot of money. I mean, $9.5 billion, that's massive. You know, and to have a kind of a monopoly on a business like that, from an ethics standpoint, it's about time that someone came in. And because Amazon is known for actually, you know, bottom line pricing for the most part, you're going to, and even more than that, fantastic service. This is going to be probably a great thing for people like you and me if you're buying concert tickets, let alone buying basketball tickets or any kind of stadium. I know I take my kids to sporting events once or twice a year as well. So Amazon has offered the owners and teams a reselling platform that's very similar to StubHub, which apparently is owned by eBay. I didn't even know that actually. And that's really what people want. They want, the reason why venue owners want something like that is because it's so easy for customers to navigate these things. And I don't know if you've ever bought tickets from Ticketmaster or StubHub. It is kind of cool. You can click on where the seat is And not only do you get to see the seat in the big spectrum of where that seat is in the stadium or in the arena, but you can oftentimes see the picture of what that seat, what the visual looks like from sitting in that perspective of that seat and looking at the stage, which is really cool. And the arena owners of these venues, they don't have the capacity to do stuff like that as systematically. And it's already buttoned up and done for Amazon and for Ticketmaster. And now for Amazon's going to replicate it. It says here that Amazon's previously taken on Ticketmaster in Britain. And since 2015, they've sold seats to West End shows. I'm assuming West End shows in the UK means like, you know, like Broadway here, through Amazon Tickets, which is, if you want to check that out, it's tickets.amazon.co.uk tickets plural .amazon.co.uk. And it says they've surpassed Ticketmaster sales in that area. It says unlike US counterparts, most British venues don't work exclusively with ticketing, with the one ticketing platform. So I guess in the UK they have a lot more competition there, so Amazon was just another competitor to get in there, as opposed to here where, you know, for some reason, I don't know how, I would suspect from a business standpoint, Ticketmaster's maintain that monopoly by basically paying a shit ton of money to the venue owners, and without having them to do the work. So again, apparently they want to do a partnership with Amazon. Amazon wanted to partner with Ticketmaster, but they couldn't get it together. It says here, if Amazon enters the U.S. ticketing market, it would most likely offer discounts to Prime members, which is great. I'm a Prime member, and I do take advantage of that service. Steep discounts on tickets for the hottest venues in the U.S. would serve as a strong incentive for non-Prime members to sign up for the service. So let me explain what Amazon is all about. Amazon's efforts at doing things is they are driven to just get you to become a customer of theirs. That's why they have Prime. So Prime works like this. Amazon Prime, you pay them $99 a year, I think it is. In exchange for that, not only do you get pretty much, you know, 95% of the items will be shipped to you free within 2 days. And by the way, if you don't get it within 2 days and you go back to them, they usually make a concession. It used to be they will give you like an extra month on your membership, but now I think they give you like free shipping or free 1 day shipping and $5. I don't know. It's something like that, but they do honor it, so they're pretty good with that. But Amazon wants to make everybody or as many people as possible a customer of theirs, because once you start buying on there, you see how easy it is. You see how their service is really fantastic, extremely customer oriented, to the detriment of the independent sellers on there. I've met and gone to meetings with sellers when I was exploring, looking into this, and they're 100% pro customer. So you as a seller just have to make sure you're doing a great job. But if you've done something right, and sometimes there is a bad customer that says, for example, hey, I never got anything in this package, or this was damaged and it clearly wasn't, they're going to ding the seller for it. But anyway, everything Amazon does is to get new customers. So they have Prime. Like I said, it gets the free shipping. We get like basically Netflix type of service for free. I think you can do streaming of a certain amount of music for free. I'm not much of a streamer. If you listen to the last episode, you know that. And so everything Amazon does is to pick up new customers. So now they are looking at buy Prime memberships. And once they lock you into Prime, let me tell you, you're going to spend a lot more money with them because you've vested. Here's the psychology behind that. You've made a $99 investment into Prime. So you, in the psychology works like this: as a consumer, I'm going to get as much as I can out of that Prime account, which means I'm going to buy as many things as possible and get it shipped for free. I'm going to watch as many movies as possible. But what that is it's customer engagement. And the more you engage with a company, the more you're going to continue engaging with a company, recommending other people engage with the company. So it's a very smart thing that Amazon does. And they are doing this now to pick up that much more business. Sure, they'll make money from selling tickets. Obviously, they're not going into business to lose money, but they now have an entire platform of every NFL stadium, every soccer stadium, every NBA stadium, hockey, every concert. Now all those customers get to get acquainted with Amazon, and then you get on their email list and they get you with offers and stuff like that. So they're a very smart business, and they're, again, they are able to do all of this because of the analytics that they bring to the table and the measurements that they're able to make and the decisions, and they can do it real quickly. And there's no other company that has the infrastructure that, on a retail level, that's that dynamic as Amazon. So I'm looking forward to this. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. I know, like I said earlier, I'm sick and tired of paying massive fees for Ticketmaster. Yeah, I think one time I paid like $8 a ticket. So you buy two tickets and it's like $16 to get your tickets either mailed. That doesn't include postage, because that's just on, that's just either will call delivery. So you're paying $16 to walk up to the will call window. I don't get that. Or you're paying $16 to have them deliver it to you online, which costs nothing. Or you're paying $16 plus $3.75 each ticket to get it shipped, and they ship them in a first-class regular envelope with one stamp on it. So Ticketmaster's making a gold mine, and I can tell you right now, knowing Amazon as well as I do, they're going to cut out a lot of that fat, and they're going to still make money but not squeeze the consumer so hard for it. But instead, they get to pick up, and this is where they benefit. They are getting loads of other business besides ticket sales, because if you're a brand new customer, now you might say, I'm going to subscribe to Prime. Well, there's your first $99 investment. Then I'm going to buy some stuff for the house. I'm going to buy some stuff for the office. I need some stuff for my car. So now they're getting all these extra revenues by doing this. So they could afford to make less money on the front end, because the back end sales is more they're going to make up for it. So anyway, it's interesting stuff. If you want to talk about that, you know where to find me. Listen to the ending message here, where to email, Facebook, and that's about it. I hope you enjoyed this topic. I hope you found it interesting, and let me know, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Go to everyonelovesguitar.com and sign up to get notified of future episodes along with the latest guitar-related updates. And join our community on Facebook at facebook.com/everyonelovesguitar. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.